workout today is we're going to dance. We have a two-parter. Part A is in 10 minutes, find a 2RM strict pull-up. And then in part B, we have an AMRAP in 12 minutes of 10 kipping hollow tucks, 20 box step overs, and 30 double unders. Here, heavy pull-ups.
So much fun, isn't
it? Oh, big fan of this. Because we've done loads recently, and I've noticed my confidence go up in the speed at which I can do one rep. I don't know. I've definitely coached it, but I know Amy has most definitely been coaching like fast pull-ups, and I've done a few workouts this quarter already where I'm maybe dropping to twos and singles, like individual reps, and then I'm pulling like myself like fuck up to that bar. So I'm kind of like, I know that when I get faster, so like if I practice power snatches and power cleans, that my squat clean and my squat snatch gets better, and I'm kind of banking on the same thing happening here now that I've been going strict chest to bars really quick. So all I have to do now is get my chin over the bar so I can go heavier.
Yeah, you can bank on it. Yeah. 100%. That is how one of the big ways we build strength in the gymnastic movements. Add speed. And then when we go and do something like add weight, hopefully there's more strength there to move us. I'm with you. I love adding weight to a pull-up like this and just testing that. But I'm in the same boat. I've got this feeling of confidence in the pull-ups because we've been doing them much more regularly. Like we've upped the dosage on this. Probably we're doing a couple of times a week.
Yeah.
We're doing things like rope climbs. We're doing grip work. This quarter, we're definitely building strength. And, you know, it's like with all the pull-up work, you don't always see it right away. But this might be a chance to see it.
Yeah. Here's a question, actually. We don't do this an awful lot. So like if we're building up to heavy deadlifts, heavy squats, even if we don't touch on them all the time, everybody has numbers that they can refer back to. Oh, the last time I did it, I did 65. And then go, I'll try to get 67 this time. On pull-ups, it's a little bit different because you can literally change your weight. You can be heavier or lighter than the last time you did it. You can be stronger or weaker and not really know about it. And then you're going and adding weight or playing with bands. What's the best way, do you think, in this time block for athletes to get to the right weight at the right time, not too early, but not completely missing it as well? Have you a strategy you might use?
Yeah, I just think it's monitor the speed of the movement. So if you're slowing down an awful lot, you might have jumped a bit too far. Yeah. You might need a bit more rest before your next set. Manage yourself a little bit. Like we'd like, you know, we add, when it gets really heavy with the barbell, we add a kilo or two when it gets heavy. It's that same sort of mentality. Get up towards the heavier weights while keeping your speed. And then when you get up there, take a bit more rest and add small amounts. I think if you stay on the attack here, like you're thinking, I need to stay aggressive because I'm not really testing my strength. I'm building strength still. Yeah. And the more aggressive, the more weight you can move, the stronger you get. So just like keep taking on the fight every time.
Last one on pull-ups before we move on. How important is it between our first and second rep and even after our second rep to control it down in to get ready to do that second one? So I've done my first one. I pull fast. Am I like dropping down and then trying to reset again, or is it more of a control and then pull quick?
I would look at that lowering phase as loading up for the next one. So I wouldn't be like super slow because you're stealing energy from the next one. But control, think as soon as I hit the bottom, I'm gonna fire again. So I want to hold some tension in the muscles on the way down so I've got something to work with at the bottom.
And we are still trying to get stronger, and we know that lowering phase is something that really, really helps that as well.
Absolutely.
Deli, part B then. We've got a 12-minute AMRAP. You told me beforehand that the name of today's workout relates to this.
We're going to dance. This is Muhammad Ali. This is a quote from the documentary I recently watched with him. So when he was advertising to George Foreman all the way up to the fight that he's going to dance. He's going to move. Right. And he was calling George Foreman this big lumbering gorilla all the time, slow. And he's like, I'm just going to dance around him. And then he got to the fight and did the opposite. he completely set him up so that George Foreman would be talking about, like, his whole strategy was based on cutting off the ring, and he just sat in the ropes. So it was amazing. But the whole point here is that this quarter, at the moment, all the programming is directed at four very specific targets.
Yeah.
And one of them is this Bronco test. And it has made one of the fundamental changes to the programming where we end up with workouts like this. If you think about the exercises we do, we can categorize them all in two categories. It's on-the-spot movement and off-the-spot movement. And a lot of the movements we do are on the spot. Like when we're squatting, our feet are stuck to the floor. Mm-hmm. Deadlifting, when we're doing, I need like when we're out on the floor with a barbell, we're on the spot. When we're doing wall balls, kettlebell swings, we're all on the spot. Then we've got these other movements which are off the spot, which moves us around the room, and we don't do as many of those. But that's where the big change is, that our heels come up off the floor, mm-hmm. or up on our toes, and we're moving like an athlete. Mm-hmm. And the big change there is, it starts employing all of the muscles from the knee down that we don't usually employ in the same way. Yeah. We don't get that bounce and that move and that agility and speed. So we're training those muscles a bit more than usual. So we're training ourselves to move around the room. Now, so here we are. We're bouncing with the double unders. We're moving our feet fast on the box jump overs, and then we're jumping up to the pull-up bar. Mm-hmm. So if you think about like a tennis player or a football player, these like the athletes that come to mind, they're moving off the spot nonstop. So we're training that ability at the moment, which means that the lower body from the knee down, the shank as it's known, is getting a lot of training, a lot more than usual, which is a great thing. We're strengthening it up. We're getting it ready to move us. It also probably means that we need a bit more recovery on it. So that's something to keep in mind. You might need to be rolling out your calves and your shins and that sort of stuff after sessions. Roll out your feet with the lacrosse ball just to keep them fresh, because they're getting a workout at the moment, like 2 or 3 days a week. So with this workout, this arm wrap, you should be thinking, I want to go to athlete mode. I want to move myself around. The more movement I get, the better, rather than the more reps I get. Mm-hmm. And that really is a different mentality.
Yeah. So is that kind of the point of the workout then? We're just trying to keep moving, not just get sweaty, but prioritize getting lots and lots of reps in, getting lots of movement done? Or are we still focusing on certain elements of, I don't know, agility, speed, that type of stuff as well?
I think if you're moving big and moving fast, I think you're killing it. You're hitting the purpose of it. The other secondary purpose then is just the cardiovascular endurance. Yeah. We really are conditioning the heart and lungs as well. So the work rate really matters here. So I have two things in mind. My work rate, so I don't want to rest.
Yeah.
And I want to, when I find myself standing around, I'm like, am I letting my heart rate come down here? I'm missing the stimulus then. Or if I'm starting to trudge my way through the workout, then I might be missing it too. Because now we're teaching ourselves to be heavy on our feet and just like kind of junk movement. I want to get myself into that up on my toes energy, dancing through the movements more than like heavy footed. Once we get those two things, we're killing it.